WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.
Captured 100-year fire. I'm Elliot Francis. A second fugitive who escaped from a county jail in California last week is back in custody after an overnight standoff with police that lasted more than 7 hours. Santa Clara Sheriff Lori Smith tells more.
A female resident, Carla Fernandez, was also arrested by detectives for resisting and obstructing an investigation, being a felon in possession of a firearm, and being accessory to Rogelio Chavez's escape. The investigation's ongoing, and there may be additional arrests in the future of people who harbored Chavez during the time that he had escaped.
The wildfire in Tennessee is the largest the state has seen in 100 years, and the death toll has increased. County Mayor Larry Waters.
We have recovered three more bodies. We are now up to a total of seven that we have recovered.
Authorities say a curfew has been issued for the entire area. I'm Elliot Francis. The man known as the Sheriff of Wall Street will get to keep his job, even though he's a Democrat. Steve Kastenbaum explains.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in New York's Southern District is arguably the most high-profile federal prosecutor's office in the country. Since 2009, that position has belonged to Preet Bharara, a Democrat appointed by President Obama, who has prosecuted terrorists, corrupt elected officials in New York State, and wrongdoing on Wall Street. Now, usually, an incoming president from an opposing party will put his own guy in the job, but Donald Trump asked Bharara to stay on in his role.
I agreed to stay on. I have already spoken to Senator Sessions.
Senator Chuck Schumer, soon to be the top Democrat on Capitol Hill, said he urged Trump to let Bharara keep his job. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Jury deliberations continue today in the murder case against a former South Carolina police officer. Michael Slager is charged with killing Walter Scott, a black man stopped by Slager in April of 2015. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Metro's new plan to adjust the system's operating hours starting next July will be going in front of a board of directors committee for a vote today.
Before it goes in front of the full board, a committee gets to look over the recommended new hours, which include closing at 1 a.m. instead of 3 Friday and Saturday nights to get more maintenance time.
All of the proposals, there are challenges, either on the front end or on the back end.
Restaurants Association and Metropolitan Washington President Kathy Hollinger is worried some of the slowdowns she's seen during SafeTrack will only get worse.
Some of our restaurants saw a reduction in sales as much as 20%.
Metro Board Chair Jack Evans had said he'd be okay with a 1 a.m. close, but only for 1 year instead of two. The damage is done either way, Hollinger says.
I don't know if it makes a big difference.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's a victory for Tesla, which will be allowed to open a second store in Virginia. The commissioner of the DMV, Richard Holcomb, has approved the electric car company's request to open a new store in the Richmond area. The Virginia Automobile Dealers Association had fought the Tesla request, arguing the company should have to sell its cars through dealers just like all other manufacturers have to under state law. OPEC will be curbing oil production starting next month, and that'll have an impact on the price we pay at the gas pump.
For the first time in 8 years, OPEC has agreed to cut 1.2 million barrels a day from its present output, and John Townsend with AAA says it's likely our gas prices will go up.
Gas prices could creep up another 10 or 15 cents a gallon, and perhaps as much as 30 cents a gallon.
But Townsend expects prices will peak at about $2.75 a gallon if OPEC decides to continue on this production plan when it reconvenes in May. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,124, the NASDAQ at 5324. Sports, the Wizards fall to Oklahoma City in overtime. College basketball wins for Virginia, Virginia Tech, and George Mason. NHL, the Caps host the Islanders tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04 up next. Traffic and weather, then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Serious overnight crash keeps the Clara Barton Parkway closed in a pretty large stretch. Clara Barton Parkway is shut down between the Glen Echo turnaround and the Chain Bridge. So if you normally take that inbound from the Beltway, you will be turned around, or you could use MacArthur Boulevard. That would work as your alternate. If you're coming out of town, you cannot get onto the Clara Barton Parkway. You're forced over the Chain Bridge, and then you can take that to 123 to the GW Parkway. But again, Clara Barton Parkway shut down with accident investigation. Around the Beltway, much better. Better news, good, quiet, Virginia and Maryland, 270, no early troubles. For Maryland, 95, good, down to the Beltway between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fronts through, rain's done, and now some cooler temperatures settling in. Now we're in the 50s this morning. Temperatures will stay in the 50s today. Might fall a little bit from morning values with a mix of clouds and sunshine. West-northwesterly breeze, noticeably chillier tonight, 38 in town, suburbs colder. Sunny tomorrow, wrapping up the week at 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stager, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 degrees in Washington. Donald Trump's choice for Commerce Secretary says his first order of business could be renegotiating NAFTA. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is going to be a great morning and good day for you to be with us. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about as we get ready to sort of seize our Thursday. First of all, we're going to start with Peter Morici at 6:05. Talk about the Trump economic and tax plans that are now coming into light. 7:35, Lanny Davis on deflated Dems in disarray. 8:35, Jake Tapper with CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And we told you yesterday that the Trump cabinet is starting to shape up, and one of the highly anticipated selections and highly anticipated confirmation hearings that will be scheduled sometime in the next couple of weeks is that of Jeff Sessions, current senator from Alabama and soon-to-be attorney general, if all goes well. You mentioned yesterday, Brian Wilson, as we reported this, that Chairman Grassley of the Judiciary Committee has said, we're going to fast-track these hearings and we're going to get this man ready so that he can be attorney general on day one. And the suggestion is, you know, Senate collegiality, everything's going to be great. They're going to confirm this guy.
I think, as I said yesterday, and I'll say again, I think he's going to get his nose bloodied with the discussions of things from the past that really were very weakly presented when he was up for a judgeship in 1986.
Under President Reagan.
And certainly have had no bearing on his career thus far.
Well, according to Byron York of the Washington Examiner, the Democrats in the Senate are putting all of their plans together to, well, sort of bork Jeff Sessions. So York says there's going to be a borking. And
York says a borking. I say more like an Ashcrofting.
Actually, that is what York said as well. I had Byron on yesterday in Washington's Drive. If I've listened to this interview, he'll lay out exactly what they plan to do to Jeff Sessions. And then we'll take your calls, 888-620-9625. What should the strategy be here? Should Republicans just, you know, go through this process, let it happen, or should they push back very hard on this and make this, draw the line? I think they need to draw a line in the sand and say, no, it's not going to be business as usual, Democrats. You're the ones who screwed up with the filibuster vote. You're the ones who have given Republicans, always Republicans, a hard time in these hearings, but Democrats always get a pass because of Senate collegiality. I think there needs to be a very nasty fight on this one. What do you think? 888-630-WMAL. Here's Byron yesterday.
Well, it's not going to be an easy one, but Sessions looks like he probably has the numbers to survive, but remember, you know, Sessions was nominated for a judgeship by Ronald Reagan in 1986, and Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee killed that nomination. They had two Republicans vote with them, which a lot of Republicans think was kind of a dry run for the Robert Bork nomination. So Sessions was actually borked before Bork was. Now, so you've heard some conservatives say, well, you know, they're going to try to bork him again. Actually, they're not. They're going to try to Ashcroft Jeff Sessions. Remember back when George W. Bush Republican president who lost the popular vote but was elected because of the Electoral College.
Right.
Very contentious election. Nominates John Ashcroft.
Right, and he was also a senator at the time from Missouri.
He was a senator, and there's this thinking that, well, of course, the senators, even the Democrats, are not going to try to kill the nomination of their colleague, you know, in the Senate. And, boy, it was very rough for Ashcroft. And Democrats extended the hearings against him for 4 days. They had 19 outside witnesses. And it was only actually because Russ Feingold, a Democrat who said he was going to offer an olive branch to the new administration, was a friend of Ashcroft's, voted to pass his nomination on to the full Senate. So now you're hearing Democrats say the Ashcroft hearing should be a model for Jeff Sessions. And yesterday, Charles Grassley, who's the Republican chairman of the committee, said, forget about it. Not going to happen. The hearings of recent attorneys general, Michael Mukasey, Alberto Gonzalez, mm-hmm. Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, all of those were just 1 or 2 days. The most hearing, most witnesses they ever had were 9 outside witnesses. So this idea of having 4 or 5 days of hearings with 19 or 20 outside witnesses, the Republicans are going to put their foot down and say no to that.
And it's interesting, you know, you mentioned this whole idea of Senate collegiality, and oh, well, they would never have a problem with their colleagues. So now they're raising the red flags and they're suggesting that they're going to give Sessions a tough time. He's their colleague. You mentioned John Ashcroft. They gave him a hard time. He was their colleague. Let's not forget John Tower, Senator John Tower, under the first President Bush, who actually didn't make it through the confirmation hearings. Is it me, or does this Senate collegiality only works on one side of the aisle?
you may be right about that. One thing that's different now than it was in the Ashcroft time, remember the election of 2000, we all remember the presidential race, but it also left the Senate tied 50-50.
Oh, that's
so
right.
Republicans had just a little sliver of control, of course, because the vice president, Dick Cheney, could break ties. But the committees had equal numbers of Republican and Democrats. Well, that's not going to be the way. This time, Republicans have a majority, not a big majority, 52, pretty narrow, but they are going to have at least one more vote on the committee than Democrats do. And so it's very likely that Sessions will get his vote, will come out of the Judiciary Committee. And guess what happens on the full Senate floor? If Democrats wanted to filibuster this nomination, they can't.
Yes.
Because Harry Reid nuked the filibuster for executive nominations. Even some Democrats are coming out now and saying, you know, maybe that wasn't a great idea.
Yeah, so, they're saying it publicly. In fact, I'm sure you saw Senator Chris Coons on CNN.
Yeah.
You're chuckling. Are there a few chuckles happening in the Republican corridors?
Oh, there are. Well, you know, what goes around comes around. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. And that's why, by the way, the goes around comes around argument has always been the argument in the Senate for preserving the filibuster.
Yeah.
Because you're in the majority and you don't like these minority lawmakers holding up what you're doing and you want to kill the filibuster. And then people around you say, look, we're not going to be in the majority forever. And a lot of the Democrats who supported Harry Reid, egged him on to kill the filibuster, were Democrats who had not been in the minority. Now they are.
Yep, they are, and Hillary Clinton is not in the White House, which I think they were also expecting. Yeah, for sure. Listen, before we have to let you go, Byron, I do need to get your take on the man.
Well, we moved on and talked about the Secretary of Treasury nominee, Mr. Mnuchin, and got into the minutia of that. But let's keep it on Jeff Sessions for a second here, Brian Wilson, because this is my problem. That, you know, Senate congeniality suggests that if you nominate a senator for a cabinet position, the senator is going to have an easier path. Well, that only happens one direction.
Yeah.
I mean, even Hillary Clinton had a cakewalk to the State Department. And at the time, I remember there were plenty of senators who said, hold on a minute, this whole Clinton Foundation thing, they're taking money from foreign governments, and now we're going to move Bill Clinton's wife into the State Department? Isn't there a problem there? And there was a kerfuffle for about a day, and Hillary Clinton said, well, I'm going to sign this paper here that says there will be a firewall. And there was no real challenge there. So the Republicans laid down and let Democrats who were senators in without any problem, and now Republicans. I laid them out there. They always get bloody.
Well, look at this murderer's row on the Democratic side and the Judiciary Committee. Feinstein, Leahy, Dick Durbin, Al Franken. Right there, those are people who are not likely to let this thing go by without seriously challenging Jeff Sessions. And they're going to raise all of this stuff from 1986, which I can assure you was not much. And it was at the time. I was there, and I saw this, and didn't understand what was going on at the time. I later come to understand that it was the warm-up to Bork. This was the test run.
And who led the charge?
Ted Kennedy.
And Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Good old happy Uncle Joe.
Well, he left certainly led that
listen,
challenge.
You have more to say about this. I have more to say about this. And I want to hear from you. What should the Republicans say? Well, we've got the votes. We'll just move toward the thing. Sure, it'll be an ugly hearing, but we'll come out and Jeff Sessions will be bruised and bloodied, but not killed. Or should they be pushing right back in these senators' faces? That's what I think they should do. What do you think? 888-630-WMAL.
Right now, it's 5:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Clara Barton Parkway, not an option right now as accident investigation is ongoing. A large stretch of it closed between the Glen Echo turnaround and the Chain Bridge. Again, this is the Clara Barton Parkway that's shut down for this accident investigation. So if you're coming inbound, you cannot get past the Glen Echo turnaround. You'll be forced back toward the Beltway. For your options, you can think about using MacArthur Boulevard, even River Road as an alternate would work for you. If you're coming outbound, you cannot get on to the Clara Barton Parkway off of Canal Road, so you're forced to head over the Chain Bridge to 123 to the GW Parkway. So that's our big story this morning. We're off to a quiet start. 66 Greenway Toll Road, both Virginia and Maryland 95, looking good up at speed, and 270 currently incident-free. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for a mix of clouds today, but ultimately the sun will come through and we'll have a high of 56. Tonight, clear skies, 38. Friday, mostly sunny and 52. Saturday and Sunday, temperatures in the low 50s. Currently in the nation's capital at Reagan National, 56 degrees, 517.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Shaping up to be an ugly confirmation hearing here, as you just, I mean, please, Dick Durbin, Al Franken, and Pat Leahy. That's all I need to hear.
That's right. You know what it's going to be.
Going after Jeff Sessions and going after the idea that
Grassley's
going
to do his best to keep this under control. And ultimately, he'll come out of committee and he'll go to the floor. And look, when he gets to the floor, I think there are actually some Democrats who are going to vote for him. I mean, you got to wonder about Manchin in West Virginia. That's a state that went very heavily for Donald Trump. John Tester in Montana, a state that had 57% of the vote for Donald Trump. How about Claire McCaskill in Missouri? 57% of the vote in Missouri for Donald Trump. Sherrod Brown, Ohio, 10-point victory lead for Donald Trump in the state of Ohio. So there are these Democrats who are going to be under a lot of pressure to go ahead and vote for Jeff Sessions. And I think he'll ultimately pass and be confirmed. But the idea here is they know they can't knock him out, but they're going to do everything they can to bloody him up before they send him on to be the Attorney General.
Here's Chuck Schumer, the soon-to-be minority leader, talking about his colleague, my dear friend, the senator from Alabama. I am so sick and tired of all of this congeniality that they pretend. You know, so how many times has John McCain called these men and women who he works with his dear friends? You know, the ones who suggested that he might have some sort of mental disorder when he ran for president. He won't call Ted Cruz his dear friend, but he calls these Democrats his dear friend. Well, here's Chuck Schumer talking about his dear friend Jeff Sessions.
I wouldn't want to support him unless I was convinced that we would still have a strong civil rights division in the Justice Department. So for any of these nominees, I think the watchword is a thorough vetting. Don't say.
Oh, that's great. They don't want to give a thorough vetting to Syrian refugees coming in here, but they want a thorough vetting of anyone who is nominated to the cabinet. I'm fine with a thorough vetting. It needs to happen on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
And I'm nauseated at the fact that John Kerry didn't face any tough questioning when he was nominated as Secretary of State. John, in Maryland, I am beside myself on these issues. Why is it Republicans are always laying down and taking it?
I have no idea, but I'll tell you what, I'm so sick of the Democrats going against every nomination we put forth. you know, Bork was a disgrace. Man, would have been a great Supreme Court justice.
Yep.
But I'm so sick of these guys, you know, confronting everybody we put forth.
You're right, John. I cannot remember a hearing where Republican senators gave a Democratic nominee a tough time on something, a real tough time, like a Borking or a Clarence Thomasing or an Ashcrofting or a John Towering. Or, you know, how many more do I have to claim? Mm-hmm. John and Frederick, you're on WMAL. Look at that, two Johns in Maryland.
Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to say that I think we should go back in a place. There's a new sheriff in town, and we need to throw that weight around. I think all they need to say is we have a mandate from the voters. Things are different now. Just because you call somebody a racist, they're not a racist just because you define that. And the voters are tired of hearing that, and it doesn't work anymore.
I'd like to think that's true, John, but, you know, you see the way the media covers this and say, well, there are some very serious questions about Jeff Sessions' past. Nothing's been brought up in the, what, 15, 18 years that he's served in the Senate.
I mean, understand, after his nomination to be a judge, you know, went under and was withdrawn by the Reagan administration because it was going to be an embarrassing vote, he went on to become the Attorney General of Alabama, and then he became the Senator from Alabama. And actually replaced a guy who had voted against him. He then rose to serve on the Senate Judiciary Committee, where he was thought to be a good man, a thoughtful man. You haven't heard in 30 years this stuff that's about to be dredged up. You know why? Because there were never any there to that stuff. And they knew that. And they knew it was just a game. And they were playing a game to knock a judicial nominee out of a Reagan judicial nominee out of contention. And they did that. But they, you know, they knew better. They knew that the guy wasn't a racist.
And I remind you once again, when Hillary Clinton was nominated for Secretary of State, her husband was raising money from foreign countries for the Clinton Foundation.
Right.
People raised the issue, and it got silenced. It got squashed. It's, oh, there's nothing to see there. Everything is fine. And for the most part, Republicans, Dick Lugar, the ranking member on that committee, pretty much said, yeah, okay, we love Hillary Clinton. We have nothing but respect for Hillary Clinton. She's, you promise that there's not going to be a problem with the foundation? Okay, well, as long as you promise, then everything's going to be fine. How'd that work out?
It didn't work out well at all.
It's 522 on WMAL.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
The Combined Federal Campaign is the world's most successful annual workplace charity campaign. Your donations support nonprofit organizations like Islamic Relief USA, CFC number 10194. IRUSA provides relief and development in a dignified manner, regardless of gender, race, or religion, and works to empower individuals and give them a voice in the world. They work to fight hunger and poverty in over 30 countries worldwide, including right here in the United States. To learn more, visit IRUSA.org or WMAL.com/charity.
Chris Plant here. Take aim at the nation's most advanced indoor range, Elite Shooting Sports. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility is like no other. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, big story to start off the morning is the closure of the Clara Barton Parkway. Shut down each direction between the Glen Echo turnaround and the Chain Bridge. So if you're coming in from the Beltway, you cannot get past the Glen Echo turnaround. MacArthur Boulevard could work as an option for you either direction. Also, if you're coming outbound off of Canal Road, you're forced onto the Chain Bridge. And to note, River Road, that could work for you too. Metro Road. Yes, we're under Safe Track Surge number 11, where the Orange Line trains single track between East and West Falls Church. But right now, unfortunately, they have a broken down work unit that single tracks the Green Line trains between U Street and Georgia Avenue. So for Green Line commuters, expect early delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Still a bit mild this morning, but I think we're going to stay in the 50s all day with a little breeze out of the west-northwest and a mix of clouds and sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 56, which is our forecast high for the day, so that's about where we're going to be.
It's all downhill from here.
That's right. It's 526. Well, tomorrow morning at this time, we will be in the throes of the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. It starts right here at 5 a.m. with Morning on the Mall, goes throughout the day, and then we'll continue on Saturday. Special emphasis between the hours of 4 and 7, when we will be broadcasting live from the Fashion Center at Pentagon City over across the river, and we want you to come by and see us. We'll be down there on the dining pavilion on the metro level there, so you want to definitely come by and spend some time with us and make a donation to the Fisher House. Over the years, you've been so generous. Our listeners have given a total of $4.5 million to the Fisher House Foundation, which helps the families of our wounded warriors, and we are looking forward for you to be as generous as you've been in the past. I mean, keep hearing that everybody's excited about, you know, the state of the economy and consumer confidence is at an all-time high. Maybe this is the year we can really shatter some records.
I hope so. It's 528 on WMAL.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to IdentifyEPI.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit IdentifyEPI.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Whether you're moving your family around the block or across the country, my guys can handle every size move, big or small, local or long distance.
You're moving your home and everything you own, it's my guys.
You can find us online at MyGuysMoving.com. That's MyGuysMoving.com.
If you're moving your home and everything you own, it's my guys.
coming up in just a moment. Terry McAuliffe has some interesting things to say about Hillary Clinton and her political future. We'll give you the details on that coming up after the news. It's 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Breaking news this morning for those of you who use the Clara Barton Parkway. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, what's going on at this hour?
Well, Park Police continue to investigate. It's a single vehicle crash that happened overnight and a fatal accident on the Clara Barton Parkway, at least until 6 o'clock for this closure. I'll give you the closure points and alternates coming up in the traffic report.
It's a victory lap of sorts for Donald Trump today as he visits a Carrier air conditioner factory in Indiana.
This is the same factory he railed against throughout the campaign for shipping jobs to Mexico. Now, after discussions with the president-elect and vice president-elect Mike Pence, who is the outgoing governor of Indiana, the company says it's keeping some of those jobs in the U.S. New Treasury Secretary nominee Steve Mnuchin says it's an example of Trump making good on a promise.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. The wildfires in Tennessee are now blamed for 7 deaths and more than 50 injuries. Rain is helping douse the flames a bit, but now there are growing concerns about mudslides. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray is in Gatlinburg.
People are waking up at this evacuation center on the third morning, not knowing when they'll be able to return to their homes, and once they get there, not knowing if there will be a home. There is a lot of despair and a lot of devastation around the shelter because people have so many questions and they've been in this waiting game, not knowing what is left of their belongings.
There is no word on when those people can return home because many of the wildfires are still burning. There was wind damage last night to the roof of an apartment building in the Tacoma area of Northwest Washington. No reports of injuries, but 10 residents were forced from their homes because of water seeping in through the damaged part of the roof. And lawyers for TV's Katie Couric are asking a judge to dismiss a lawsuit filed against her by a group of gun rights advocates in Virginia who say she misrepresented their views in a documentary. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,124, the Nasdaq at 5324. Sports, the Wizards lose in Oklahoma City. College basketball, Virginia. Virginia Tech and George Mason all pick up wins. Hockey, the Caps are home to entertain the New York Islanders tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, as news of skyrocketing health care costs dominate the media, I have a bit of good news for you. Now, listen closely. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. No, really, it's for real this time. You can with the concierge medical team at Principal Medical Group. Listen, the relationship you have with your doctor is priceless, and I know firsthand how Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group put their patients' priorities first. Wouldn't you like to experience convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care you deserve? You'll feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health today. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. 703-663-8824 or principalmedicalgroup.com.
Accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
Attention type 2 diabetics. Listen closely as there's stunning diabetic news that could change your life and health. A recent study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association confirms that type 2 diabetes can be reversed. This breakthrough information will be presented at the Diabetes Solution Seminar. Learn why diabetics get worse over time despite drug therapy and what you can do to reverse your type 2 diabetes. Dr. Stephanie and Tom Cheney, D.C. will reveal their healthcare strategies during this free diabetes seminar and gourmet meal in Annapolis on Saturday the 3rd at noon. or Wednesday the 7th at 6 p.m. Learn how patients are reducing and eliminating medications, including insulin, losing weight without exercise, and increasing energy levels. To see if you qualify for this free diabetes seminar on December 3rd or 7th, call 1-888-514-4771. That's 1-888-514-4771. Space is limited, so call 1-888-514-4771, 888-514-4771, or visit diabetesreversalseminar.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Clara Barton Parkway shut down. The closure points with the accident investigation. Fatal crash from overnight. Clara Barton Parkway closed between the Glen Echo turnaround and the Chain Bridge. So if you normally take the Clara Barton Parkway off of the Beltway, you cannot get past Glen Echo turnaround. You'll be forced back to the Beltway. Or plan ahead. Think about MacArthur Boulevard as an alternate. Even River Road if you come off the Beltway and heading into town. That could work as an option for you. Coming outbound off of Canal Road, you're forced over at the Chain Bridge. Now let's get you to Virginia, where we have a crash. Braddock Road right near Monroe Street due to a crash that's closed. Also north on 95, north in Quantico, we had a minor crash in the HOV lanes. It was quickly over to the shoulder. Still some activity, but not causing any delays, so I'm happy to see that. Beyond on 395 from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge, looking good. 270, heavy volume early here out of Frederick, off and on, heading past the exit for 109 already. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler temperatures, more seasonable air, hold in the 50s. Today, if anything, we may fall a little bit from morning values. A mix of clouds and sunshine with a west-northwest breeze. Tonight, clear, colder, 38. Outside the Beltway, colder, setting us up for a sunny Friday with a high 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Centerville, 55 in Kensington, 55 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
5:36 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall. Coming up at 6:05, we'll talk to economist Peter Morici on all of the plans that are being put forth by the Trump folks, the tax plans, the trade plans. How does he look at them? That's at 6:05. Then at 7:35, Lanny Davis on disarraying Democrats. Who are deflated. I'm trying to go with a lot of alliteration today.
Dang.
And at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Well, it's close to official now. I mean, so long, sayonara, adios, don't let the door hit you in the hoosets. Hillary Clinton officially is done with politics. Now, we knew this the evening of November 8th, that Hillary Clinton, when they sent John Podesta out there, you know, the Grim Reaper, to say everything's fine, don't worry about it, everyone stay in your seats, there's not going to be a problem, we're going to win, we're going to land this plane, everything's, we knew that she was done. But none other than her close confidant and a savior for the state of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, the governor, told a local news outlet yesterday that she's done. She's over. She's finished with politics. She said, I mean, this is what McAuliffe said. This is hard for anybody. Imagine, can you imagine having to go through this? Go through losing an election. She lost an election.
Is this an interpretive read? Because I like the way you're doing it.
Can you imagine having to go through this? Yeah. I've had many conversations with the Clinton family. We're friends. It's hard. It's very tough. Nobody died here. My God, she didn't lose a child. She lost an election. It's an election. She still got her $200 million or more. Anyway, you know, we have a tradition here on Mornings on the Mall, Brian, that whenever somebody leaves the public scene and is no longer part of our daily conversation, our daily lives, we like to have a little bit of a sending off.
That's right.
We do our own little sofa. And Hillary Clinton, let's play the usual music we would play. No, now wait. Now that is not. Come on.
That's really not right.
We are beholden to our executive producer, Heather Hunter, who lays out all of our fine music, as she always does. And I'm throwing her under the bus on that one. No, let's do what we usually would do. We salute you, Hillary Rodham Clinton, as the Yankees fan you've always been. Oh, no, wait, the Cubs won this year. As the Cubs fan that you were always. And listen, we're going to miss having Hillary Clinton around. I mean, except when, of course, she's under indictment.
Yeah.
And Attorney General Sessions is personally handling the questioning.
Every single day, we look forward to finding out whether she's going to pass out on the street. You know? I mean, that's what we didn't know. We didn't know from moment to moment.
I was just going to say, she may have lost the election. She may be leaving politics, but at least she still has her health.
That's right.
Well, as far as we are told, she's going to get into that Scooby van and drive off into the sunset.
Into the sunset.
And we are going to miss having a conversation about her when she's in the news and when she's making relevant statements that mean a lot to all of us.
And I also think we'd be a lot better off if we actually talked to each other instead of yelling at each other.
You know, now that I think about it, I think Heather was right. Can I tell you this little song, this great classic from the 1939 film Wizard of Oz? How many people in my Twitter stream or in my life with my phone number who can text me sent me this the morning of November 9th?
That's right, I know.
I got so many links to TikTok.
Well, McAuliffe was asked, you know, are you sure they're done? He says, I think so.
I think so. What are they going to do?
I don't think Hillary has any interest in running again. I'll let her speak for herself. I haven't asked her that. I think the president is probably going to go back to working on all the good deeds he's done for people in the group. Talking about Obama.
Yeah.
You know, there are elections.
Oh, not President Clinton? I thought he was talking about President Clinton.
You know, maybe that's what he's
talking
about.
All the good deeds that
he... The president, maybe that's it, yeah. You know, there are elections. We've got to move forward. As governor of Virginia, I've got to move forward.
Now, the bigger question is, what is Terry McAuliffe going to do? I mean, listen, let's face it. Terry McAuliffe's end game here was, I get to be governor of Virginia, only one term.
That's right. Hillary becomes president,
I get
a cool cabinet position.
Exactly. Right. And then as my cabinet position, I mean, what would he have been? Commerce or something like that?
Something where he could make a lot of money.
But now, I mean, let's face it, in less than a year, we will have the election in the Commonwealth.
And what then could possibly happen for Terry McAuliffe?
I just need to shift gears here for a minute.
Maybe we need to.
I mean, Terry McAuliffe,
pretty much,
he's a lame duck governor.
Yep.
He's got Republicans controlling things in Richmond. He doesn't have his pal Hillary in the White House.
Yep.
We salute you, Terry McAuliffe, as you drive in your little Chinese-made electric car that never actually got manufactured, but boy, you raised a lot of capital for, off into the sunset. We will always remember you, Terry McAuliffe. Yeah. It's been a great run.
And we thank you for, you know, pardoning all those felons.
Oh, I had forgotten about that.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Oh, he's done some pretty lousy things as governor. You know what? Heather was right. Can we call Terry McAuliffe a witch? I mean, Terry is one of those, you know, bi-gender
names.
You're
in charge of the audio, so, you know.
Oh, now you're throwing me under the bus. It's 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Doxycycline is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
It is now 5:44 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Actually, it's 5:45 because that would be first on the fives.
Yes, it would.
Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And guys, while I have a chance, I want to say tonight's going to be a little bit busy, so plan ahead, everybody, for the return trip home.
You know, that is always the worst night ever. I mean, I used to always hate driving through town during the Christmas tree lighting ceremony.
You know, this is kind of funny. I was just thinking, last year I remember saying to my husband, take Metro. You really need to take Metro. There's going to be a lot of closures. And then he calls me a little after 6. I think I need to go out to dinner somewhere because traffic's not moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, good excuse.
And well, and by the way, Metro ain't always a great option right now, too, since the Orange and Silver Line are doing the surge.
Very true. So here's the scoop with that. The lighting of the National Christmas Tree. Closure on Constitution Avenue starts at 2:30. Between 2:30 and 7, Constitution Avenue closed between 14th and 18th and portions of 15th and 17th. And in addition to that, at 7 o'clock at the Verizon Center, there's a Caps game, Capitals versus the New York Islanders. So it's going to be busy this evening in town. So late afternoon, plan for that. Right now, the closure points that we have because of two serious accidents, Clara Barton Parkway shut down with accident investigation. Unfortunately, they had a fatal overnight crash, single vehicle involved. Clara Barton Parkway closed between the Glen Echo turnaround and the Chain Bridge. Think about MacArthur Boulevard as an alternate. Even River Road would work for you. And in the Springfield area, accident and possibly a gas line rupture because of this. Braddock Road, east of Backlick Road, that's going to be shut down in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fronts through, rain's done, and now some cooler temperatures settling in. Now we're in the 50s this morning. Temperatures will stay in the 50s today. Might fall a little bit from morning values with a mix of clouds and sunshine. West-northwesterly breeze, noticeably chillier tonight. 38 in town, suburbs colder. Sunny tomorrow, wrapping up the week at 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Yeah, we're about where we're going to be all day long. 56 degrees. It is now 5:47.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
An oxymoron, if there ever was one.
Closing.
D.C. Council Mary Che plans to hold a public hearing.
Wait, are you calling the councilwoman a moron? Is that what I just heard you say?
No, let me finish. It's an oxymoron.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a public hearing, but it's going to be closed. To the public.
A closed public hearing.
A closed public hearing.
Private and only for those who are invited.
Isn't that an oxymoron? I think it sort of is.
There's certainly something moronic about it.
Yeah,
yes.
There is. Well, let me give you the background on this. Mary Che wants to hold a hearing on possible political retaliation, and she wants it done behind closed doors. What is this all about? Well, according to the Washington Post, this has to do with the departure of a retired Navy Rear Admiral by the name of Christopher Weaver, who oversaw a lot of the government construction awards under the administration of Mayor Muriel Bowser. He was let go on August 12th, very abruptly. 2 days later, a couple of his aides were placed on administrative leave. I think they looked at that as a constructive firing. And so they have hired lawyers. And one of those has alleged, according to the Washington Post, that his client was fired to appease donors to the mayor who lost out on city contracts, I'm quoting here, to prepare sites for a planned soccer stadium for D.C. United at Buzzard Point.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently they feel like they didn't award the right people. The mayor then, constructively discharged them, and they think retaliation. Mary Che wants to get to the bottom of this in a closed door hearing.
Well, this is kind of weaselly, isn't it? I mean, listen. Mayor Muriel Bowser could very well be as corrupt and as sleazy and as crooked as as well any other mayor of the District of Columbia that I can remember for the last several decades. That may be true. But to put an accusation like that out here, this is a very important accusation. This is a very important issue. We need to have all the facts out, so we're going to have a closed private session.
That's right.
Now this means that basically you get to throw the allegation out there, let the Washington Post, you're reading from here.
It's even better than that.
Oh.
Because she says, I know some are unhappy with this decision, but this is the best way to obtain the truth in a complicated matter. She will issue a report about the testimony gathered behind closed doors. So not only do we get to cast the aspersion against the mayor, but then she gets to determine what salient facts the public learns.
Interesting. Listen, like I said, Mayor Bowser may be guilty of something here, but this is not fair to any public official or even a private citizen. This is like a Star Chamber thing, and the Washington Post gets to report about all of these allegations, and yet when the actual testimony occurs or they actually do some fact-finding, that's all behind closed doors, and we're relying on a partisan political hack like Mary Che, if you forgive me calling her a hack, I call all of them hacks, by the way, to tell us what the truth is and what they know. Can I ask just a hypothetical question, a rhetorical question? There may not even be an answer to it, but is Mary Che's colleague, Councilmember Vincent Gray, going to be part of this hearing by any chance?
I don't have the answer.
Do you think maybe he might be part of the questioning?
I think he'd be very interested in what comes out of it.
You know, former Mayor Gray, who had to lose the primary to Muriel Bowser last time around because of corruption allegations against him, and now he's back, and, well, let's face it, he's going to be running against Muriel Bowser. Are we basically watching the early throes of the campaign take place before our eyes?
Yeah, again, but in big picture, I think I am more troubled by the fact, and I didn't know this, that in 2010, the council elected to make all their committee members, committee meetings, not subject to the open records law.
That's convenient, isn't it?
Yeah, they don't have to do anything in committee publicly, and that goes for any committee. Well, let the sun shine in, baby.
If this is how they behave as a district, imagine how they may behave as a state.
It's time for El Rushbo, and that means it's 5:51.
Dateline, November 2013, Obama wanted his extreme liberal judges appointed to federal courts. Republicans, a 55-45 minority party in the Senate, refused. They used the only power they had to stop him, the filibuster. The Democrats needed 60 votes to overcome that, and they only had 55. So Dingy Harry and his Senate Democrats were furious. They launched the so-called nuclear option. They changed Senate rules, in place since Thomas Jefferson, by the way. They blew up the minority party's right to filibuster most nominations. They squashed the Republicans like a bunch of bugs. Dingy Harry was unapologetic. He said the Senate had to evolve, and killing the filibuster would get the Senate working again. Then Obama began stacking the courts. 3 years later, Obama's on his way out the door. The Senate's in the hands of the Republican majority. There's a Supreme Court vacancy, which Republicans refuse to let Obama fill. Now there will be scores of nominations to be voted on from Republican President Trump. Speaking on CNN, Democrat Senator Chris Coons of Delaware said aloud what many Democrats are thinking. He said he regretted the Democrat rule change using a nuclear option. The filibuster would have been a terrific speed bump and a potential emergency brake for Democrats, now the 52-48 minority, to use on Trump's nominees. But they can't because they nuked it. Senator Coons, call it karma. Kind of sucks. Doesn't it?
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Folks, as this roller coaster year winds down, don't you wish there was a way you could hang on to more of your hard-earned money? Well, if you own land, my good friends at Mahindra want you to know that you may qualify for year-end tax savings. So if you want to care for the land you love and save on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on Earth, you need to stop by your Mahindra dealer today. In addition to tax savings, you can enjoy up to $7,900 in special Mahindra discounts, plus the industry's best limited powertrain warranties. So say goodbye to the tax man and say hello to year-end tax savings with Mahindra. Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit D&G Equipment.com. That's D&G Equipment.com. Indeed.com.
Businesses today need collaboration tools that give them simplicity and scale. Take this midsize accounting firm. It's tax season, which means to keep up, they just signed 57 seasonal employees.
Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to
all out and about, all on different devices, all with different needs. Some need to email and video conference with clients. Others need to instant message and conference with coworkers. All need voice, and they need it right away. With the help of AT&T Collaborate, businesses have the flexibility to start with voice and add more features as they grow. AT&T Collaborate combines voice, video, instant messaging, and conferencing all in one cloud-based solution, making it easy to use, manage, and deploy, giving your business the agility to have simplicity and scale. AT&T Collaborate. Discover the power of and at att.com/collaborate.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have a lot of serious problems this morning with our accidents. This one on 66 eastbound. For all of you coming in from the west, say out of the Gainesville area and pushing up toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, this accident just before you get to the exit for Route 50. And I'm looking at all this activity in the traffic cameras. They only have the left shoulder slowly squeezing by, one vehicle on its side. So very dramatic here, 66 east before you get to 50. Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks already factor in the extra time. Delays before the Fairfax County Parkway. Braddock Road, that is shut down in the Springfield area just east of Backlick Road, closed in each direction, and that's because of an accident and also a subsequent gas line rupture as well. So crews are investigating that. Clara Barton Parkway remains closed each direction between the Glen Echo turnaround and the Chain Bridge due to an overnight fatal crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler temperatures, more seasonable air, hold in the 50s today. If anything, we may fall a little bit from morning values. A mix of clouds and sunshine with a west-northwest breeze. Tonight, clear, colder, 38. Outside the Beltway, colder, setting us up for a sunny Friday with a high 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees, 556.
Larry O'Connor here, and I just love recommending my friends, realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are big-time real estate pros. They've been top-ranked agents by the Wall Street Journal for years. What sets Debbie and Sarah apart from all the other realtors? They have an exclusive system that has over 5,500 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. Get this, Debbie and Sarah may already have a buyer for you. This is how they sell homes three times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed in writing. If you want top dollar and want to move, call my all pros, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, and the only agents I would trust to sell my home quick and for the most money. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
I am the power of one.
I am the power of one.
We are the power of one.
By agreeing to have my
our
Novic Power Bill rounded up each month,
my few cents
added to my few cents
added to our few cents
add up to help improve lives in the local community.
Support Operation Roundup by having your Novic Power Bill rounded up to the next dollar.
That's the power of your small change added to others.
That's the power of one.
Sign up today at Novec.com.
Thursday doesn't have much to offer when you compare it to its flashier brother Friday. Unless you count basking in your blackjack streak while sampling the international cuisine of National Market. Before having macaroons at the world-famous Bellagio Patisserie, with its floor-to-ceiling chocolate fountain and all its sweet, chocolicious glory. Unless you count that.
At MGM National Harbor, even Thursdays can be monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and for years, you've heard me say that I'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station. Well, this year, in the spirit of the holidays, I've decided to prove it. If I can't meet or beat your same-day loan estimates on VA loans, I'll personally send you a crisp $100 bill as my gift to you. That's right.
So if you think you're getting a great rate at another company, send me your same-day VA loan estimate, and if I can't meet or beat it, I'll give you $100. Rates are already moving up quickly, but it's not too late to get yourself some Christmas cash. At Cornerstone First, we also offer purchase loans, reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and conventional. This holiday season, let us give you the gift of knowing you got the best deal out there. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832653, consumeraccess.org.
Coming up on WMAL.
Everyone is celebrating Donald Trump keeping Carrier air conditioner here in the States, but is it really a good deal? I mean, based on conservative principles, is it something to celebrate?
And we'll talk to economist Peter Marici about the new